Welcome to Extreme Faith with Dr. Gerard Curry, Senior Pastor of Tradition Worship Center in beautiful Port St. Lucie, Florida.
This is my Bible as I look into the perfect law of liberty, the mirror of God's Word. I see myself as God sees me. I am who He said I am. I have what He said I have. I can do what He said I can do. I'm about to receive the incorruptible, indestructible, living seed of my living God. My heart is receptive. My mind is alert. And I will never be the same. Never, never, never. I'll never be the same. In Jesus' name, hallelujah. Praise God, you may be seated.
And you got a vibration of negativity, and you're negative, and you're frowning, your head's down. Have you heard birds of a feather? What do they do? Why? You attract, like attracts like. And you will attract negative people into your life. So now when you say, oh, I can't make it, they say, yeah, you can't. They agree with you. Why would you want somebody that is negative to hang around with when you're negative? You want someone who's positive who can help you get out of the funk. But you don't. Birds of a feather flock together. Like attracts like. So there's a vibration, a frequency. Everything is vibrating right now. And if you've got a negative frequency like David had that day, and he says, oh, they're going to kill me because the armies came and took all of their families and friends when they were out at war. The invading army came and took all of their wives and children and that. And all the people wanted to kill David. They were going to stone him to death. I guess that's a good time to be negative. Do you think that's a good time? No, there's never a good time. Never. Because negative will put you in a slump and you'll just keep going down from there. Amen. It's never good to have a negative attitude and be depressed because you've taken God out of the equation. Right. You understand? That's not good. And so David, he said to himself in that moment, they wanted to stone him. They were talking about stoning him to death. He said, oh my soul, that's his mind, will, and your emotions. He said, oh my soul, why are you disquieted within me? Why are you in a panic? Why are you scared? Why are you fearful? Why are you negative? Yet will you praise the Lord? He made a decision to praise God, and everything turned out for the good. Everything turned out for the good. They got all of the people back plus the spoils of war. So a negative slump can lead, listen, it leads people to things that shouldn't happen to humans. Really? So we've got to understand, when I'm feeling negative, when I see no hope, when there's fear, when there's all this and that, you're going to have to get yourself out of that thing. And the best way to do it is not to hang around with someone who's in the same situation. You heard of the blind? Jesus said, the blind, it's like the blind leading what? The blind leading the blind. Doesn't work. Can you say amen? All right. So it's not philosophy. It's not philosophy. It is physics. But the most important thing to us in the world is the Word of God. That's why God says man cannot live by bread and bread alone, but by every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God. I've got to take the funk and saturate the word over the funk. Are you hearing what I'm saying? I've got to take the negative and bring the positive. God's word is only always positive. I've got to get the word of God. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. I've got to get the word of God who says, I'll supply everything you'll ever need. I've got to get the word of God who says, thanks be to God who always causes me to triumph. I've got to get the word of God that says, no weapon formed against me is going to prosper. I've got to get the positive in and get the negative out. Think and grow rich. Think and be healthy. Think and have a good relationship. Change what's programmed and you'll live the life you should have. God says you were fearfully and wonderfully designed and created beautifully. And I know the thoughts I think towards you. Thoughts of good and not evil. Thoughts to give you an expended end, an expected end, a hope and a future. Jeremiah 29:11. God's got a destination for you. He's got a great future for you. He's got a great plan for all of our lives, every one of us. Amen. I've got to get that in rather than go with the other side. Amen. Don't go with Darth Vader. Go with Luke Skywalker. That's for Canaan. Listen, negative will attract negative. Positive will attract positive. Thoughts on health and program will attract health. Program of I can earn anything and do anything whenever I want, how I want, because I'm financially secure, I can help people, will produce finances. How many of you work real hard? Okay, three of you, that's pretty interesting. The rest of you don't eat. A man shouldn't eat if he don't work. We work hard, right? You've worked, some of you, 2-3 jobs. Some of you worked 9 to 5 and then again from 10 to 11. Who knows? I mean, just nonstop, nonstop. You work, you work, you work. Why? Why? Why do we have so many jobs? Why do we try everything? Why we try to get better? Why are we trying for increase? Because we're trying to, we're in survival mode. Your subconscious, when you're born, has a survival mechanism in it that wants to protect you. It wants to protect you at all costs. That's why when someone, you see something happen, you duck automatically. That's a subconscious reaction. So it's designed to protect and preserve you. Amen. I mean, this is the word of God. All right, God created us fearfully and wonderfully. And he says, I've got a future and a plan for your life. How come I'm not walking that plan? How come I work so hard, so many years, every year, and I'm waiting and waiting and waiting, and still I look at the bank account, nothing changed. Come on. I've had sickness. Whatever's going, I get. And it comes around again and again and again. Flu again and again and again. I've had it 20 years, but I'm controlling it with drugs, so I'm okay. Never be okay with being broke. Never be okay with being sick. Never be okay with bad relationships. Never be okay with negativity. Get God in your life and explode him out of your life. Rivers of living water will come out of your belly. We shouldn't be beneath. We should be on top. We're not the tail. We're the head. We're not below. We're above. God tells us. Listen, he says, houses you didn't build, I'll give you. Wells you didn't dig, I'll give you. Vineyards you didn't plant, I'll give you. But we don't think that way. We can't think outside of the box because my whole life has been in this box. My parents were in this box. Their parents were in this box. It was pretty crowded. This box is crowded. But boy, we all squeezed in. We can get into this box. You got friends, you want to join us? Come, we can get you in the box. You want to get in the box? Come on, come in. Don't be like those people. They weird. Get in here and be restricted and be bound up like us. And Jesus said, I have come to set the captive free. Can you say amen? And so, the law of attraction, simply put, is the ability to attract into our lives whatever we are focusing on. Because where your focus goes, your energy goes with it. And if I'm focusing on sickness, my energy is going for that and it's trying to get it. If I'm focusing on negativity and all the wrong things and depression, the energy I'm producing goes where I'm focusing. And it will draw it to you. Amen. Because, you know, we're pretty complex. Human beings are very complex. We got a brain that is, they say no supercomputer on the planet can even compare to our brain. They say we use up 6 to 10% of our brain. I can believe that. You know, I said to somebody the one day, I said, how stupid can you be? And I decided I'm going to stop asking that question because I think people are taking me up on the challenge. How stupid can you be? They're taking it as a challenge. I found out common sense isn't. Right? It's not common. You would think that people would see something and say, no, that can't even work that way. But no, they jump in head first. Climb into my box. Come on, you want to get in my box? It's nice and tight. We're cozy. We're comfortable. And listen, if you like the crab mentality, when someone's getting out, I'm putting you back in. You can't make it and I can. No, 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 you can't do it and I can't. Well, you can do it. I'm not going to look bad. And all the protective mechanisms, that fight or flight kicks in. Someone says something and it triggers something in your life that happened 20 years ago and you're into that mode. Amen. And I said, I think my impatience that I used to have, I don't anymore. I think that came from my days in the armed forces, where if I wanted to go to the bathroom, I had to stand in a line for an hour. I mean, everything was a line. Everywhere, everything. And I remember saying, I will never wait again in my life. Then I had kids and took them to Disney World. And I found out, no, you just all talk. Come on. Something inside of me, it gets so angry when I have to wait. And I think it's a lot of pride. You're making me wait? Ooh, come on. Everybody face up to that one right now. Vince, face it. You know what it is? It's a mechanism that I'm proud. How dare you make me wait? Ooh, now we're getting a little bit deeper. Come on. Self-preservation. You said something I don't like because it doesn't agree with what I've got programmed yet. So we can never agree because I programmed that this is the way it is. And the truth, even though it's the truth, you're telling me we can't agree. Get out of my face. Fight or flight. That's interesting, isn't it? You are going to be set free. Okay, I'm coming to a closing in a few minutes. All right. It's not the first time I've lied this week either. That's a joke. All right, so where your focus is where your energy is going to go. It's the law of attraction which uses, now listen to this, the law of attraction which uses the power of the mind to translate whatever is in our thoughts and materialize them into reality. I'm going to say that again. It's the law of attraction which uses the power of the mind to translate whatever is in our thoughts, in our subconscious, and materialize them into reality. That's why it says, guard your heart with all diligence. Can you say amen? Amen. In basic terms, all thoughts turn into things eventually. All that's in your subconscious will turn into things. They will manifest. It's going to manifest. Amen. And that's why God tells us to take every thought captive and switch them. He doesn't just say take them captive. He says switch your thinking. Don't be conformed to this world. Romans 12:2 tells us, don't be transformed to this world or conformed to this world and its way of thinking, but be transformed how? By the renewing of what? Your mind. Your mind. He's talking the mind, the will, and the emotions. My mind, my subconscious is attracted. It's magnetic, man. It's just attracting whatever's programmed in there. You see the picture? That's what it is. Get that in. Take a photograph of that on your phone. Put it on your fridge and let yourself see that thing and realize every day, whoa, I'm attracting this stuff to me. And if you, some of you don't like, you know you got a problem. You got a glitch somewhere. Amen. I went through life always making money, never able to afford anything. All my life. Businessman, had so many businesses, did so many things, sent people to America to try to sell product to Coca-Cola. And every time at the last second, something went wrong. It was self-sabotage. Self-sabotage. Wasn't Coca-Cola, was me.
Hello, this is Dr. Gerard Currie of Tradition Worship Center in beautiful Port St. Lucie. We trust that our daily broadcast is a blessing in your life. We strive to bring you a word that will strengthen your faith and improve your relationship with our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. If you would like to sow a tax-deductible gift into this ministry, please go to traditionworshipcenter.com and click on the donate or give button and follow the prompts. Thank you for your continued support and God bless you.
Thank you for joining us for this episode of Extreme Faith. To hear this message in its entirety, log on to traditionworshipcenter.com or join us for our live services on Sundays at 10 a.m. and Wednesdays at 7 p.m. with youth and children's services available, located at 10799 Southwest Civic Lane, Port St. Lucie, in our beautiful Tradition Square Town Hall facility.
Good Country homestyle cooking is found at Crossroads Restaurant. Your place for beef and pork roast, chicken and dumplings, fried turkey breast with lots of veggies and salad bar. Family owned and operated since 1991, Crossroads Restaurant is open 5:30 to 2:30, Monday through Saturday, and Sunday 7 to 2:30.